In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lent is a time of spiritual warfare, where we fight against spiritual evils. And our armor for this spiritual warfare is spiritual. Spiritual warfare requires spiritual armor. So it comes from things like self-denial, holy fasts, prayer, almsgiving. To initiate this warfare, the church designates Ash Wednesday as a day of fasting and abstinence. Everyone that is 14 years and older is required to abstain. There's no upper age limit. So everybody over 14 is required to abstain from meat. Fasting is required legally by those between 18 and 59. So those who are in their 60th year, they've had their 59th birthday, are not required to fast. But these are just the legalities. These are the bare minimum. Let's not be minimalists. Oh, I turned 59 today. I don't have to fast anymore. Ha, ha, ha. No, no. Let's not be like that. Let's not be like that. That's sort of like saying, I only have to go to Mass on Sunday and holy days of obligation. I'm not going to go any other time. Wait a minute. Love finds a way. And if you love somebody, you want to sacrifice for them. And so you want to show love. And that's what fasting can do. It shows love. Holy fasts and self-denial are part of our weaponry against spiritual evils. And the spiritual problems don't just go away when you're 59 years old. Or before you're 18. It's better to start practicing as early as possible and to continue them our whole life. Spiritual problems require spiritual solutions and spiritual weapons. And also, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, they're like bookends for Lent. They're hinting at what sort of things we should be doing during the entire season of Lent. These aren't just something we do at the beginning and the end. It's meant to indicate this is what we do the whole time in some way or other. Now, one of the Desert Fathers said, if a king wanted to take possession of an enemy city, he would begin by cutting off the water and the food so his enemies, dying of hunger, would submit to him. It is the same with the passions of the flesh. If a person goes about fasting and hungry, the enemies of his soul grow weak and they surrender and give up and allow themselves to be put to death. Who among us can say that he has no enemies of his soul? Therefore, who among us says, I don't need to fast anymore? St. Augustine says, fasting cleanses the soul, it raises the mind, subjects one's flesh to the spirit, renders the heart contrite and humble, scatters the clouds of concupiscence and desire, quenches the fire of lust, and kindles the true light of charity. That's the power of fasting, according to St. Augustine. Now, we could add, in light of today's ashes, that it reminds us that we are also mortal. When we fast, we remember, oh yeah, I'm mortal. It makes us look up. It makes us look to the end of things. It makes us realize that we're not of this world. The gospel today tells us that we're to do this fasting, penance, with a certain cheerfulness. We need a sense of humor. A sense of humor allows us to see through things, to see the hand of God at work. Right now we're living in trying times. Things are happening that are confusing. We need a sense of humor, lest we get depressed and worried and anxious and start doing dumb things. We get fearful. Fasting, doing abstinence, brings about a sense of humor. We start seeing through things. We look at the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and we see through it. Ah, This brought about the salvation of the world. So if the church is going through a passion, which she is, this too will bring about the salvation of the world somehow. See through it. Don't get lost. And what is happening currently without being able to see through it to what is really happening. The hand of God is always behind everything. He's either permitting it or He's directly willing it. Nothing can happen without God's permission or His direct will. St. Athanasius, he describes St. Anthony of the Desert, who was steeped in self-abnegation, as always having a cheerful look that showed that his mind was on heavenly matters. He was always kept an expression, this smile, in good times and in bad. Here we can also think of St. Therese and her alms of smiling and joy that she would distribute to her sisters on a daily basis, even when she was in the darkest night. That could be us. We can do that. We keep our sense of humor. We can do that too. Let us then cheerfully embrace this season of Lent through acts of penance, to conquer the enemies of our soul with self-denial and holy fasts, so that we will be fully prepared for Easter. We will assist the church in her effort to save souls and to rise with Christ on the third day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.